Game Bags, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. What with deer and elk season upon us, you gotta think game bags if you're going out on a hunt. So I called Sportsman's Warehouse Sales Associate, Tim Delaney, and asked for his recommendations.
Oh, I like the ones that are the reusable heavy canvas. I bought a bunch of those actually Sportsman's branded, but they're washable and they last, you know, multiple seasons. So I've got some of those that are probably on my third season now. I'm not a fan of the gauze bags. I call those fly catchers. They're guaranteed to get fly blows on stuff. You know what I'm saying, right? Unless you put them on about five deep. So, yeah, not a fan of 99-cent game bags much. So the one, like I say, we've got the Sportsman's brand. It's got our logo. They come packed four to a bag. So, like, for elk quarters, you'd have four. If you're just going to go deer hunting, I just take a single bag. But they close up good and tight, keep the dirt and the bugs and stuff out of there, and never had any problems with those. And there's, I think Alaska's got one that's pretty good. The Alaska game bags are a little heavier as well. I'm not one that buys disposable stuff anyway. And I can do the laundry at home. I've seen me do it. So, you know, I want something I can just fold back up, put in a sack, and take again next year. And, you know, in the old days, you used to go buy old muslin sheets at the Goodwill store, and my wife would make our own. But when they started coming out with stuff in the heavier canvas, that was a natural switch because we didn't have to build our own, you know. Sheets and paracord did a pretty good job.
Nice guy. Price point about $50. This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.